This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 76 of our podcast, where we review the trends and issues in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flipped resources into our Flipboard magazine. In this episode, we have two trends that we will discuss. We have three recommended readings that we'll pass along, and we end, as we normally do, by peering into the crystal ball and making predictions for the upcoming weeks. So, Abby, take it away by talking about our two trends.
Thank you, Tim. Yes, we have two trends, and they are the same top two trends that we mentioned in the last episode. The number one trend in the last 2 weeks was virtual reality and augmented reality, VR and AR, and it was mostly virtual reality. There were a few augmented reality media pieces, but the emphasis was on VR, particularly content design and applications of VR. For our purposes, applications of VR in educational settings is what we focused on, although we did manage to flip one or two articles about the business sector and its use of virtual reality, because it does have some bearing on instructional technology overall. So that's what we saw as being our number one trend. Our number two trend, and it was a very strong second, I actually wound up counting the number of articles that we flipped. As I mentioned to you earlier, you know, we were trying to figure this out. I had to count it down, and it was a very close, but VR just edged out this one. Security issues. Security issues ranged from mega attacks, or the threat of mega attacks on the internet itself, to smaller focused security issues such as academic dishonesty. And perhaps that's not quite a security issue, but it is a security issue. It's the idea that we know who we're talking to, that who we're talking to is representing themselves honestly and openly, and that this becomes a problem if it's disregarded. So this was sort of the big trend for most of the last 2 weeks, was the idea that security that revolves around any kind of networked, computer-based situation is a very large concern for educators everywhere. And that's what we saw. The other pieces that we flipped, there were a great many articles, and there were some very, very good ones, one of which we're going to recommend later. But in general, we didn't see any other trends emerge. We just saw sort of one or two articles here or there about items such as new hardware, new software upgrades, and some educational technology and educational policy issues as they arose. That's what was trending this past 2 weeks, Tim.
So now on to our recommended readings, and we have three of them. Just a reminder, we share the URLs to these, specifically to these recommended readings on our website, and we'll share the website URL at the end of this episode. So Abby, what are our three recommended readings?
Our three recommended readings this week, Tim, two of them are VR-oriented. The first one is A New Prize Challenge for Virtual and Augmented Reality. And this one is by Eric Martin and Albert Palacios, and this is put out by the White House. It is basically a call for entries into the EdSim Challenge. Proposals are due by January 17th, 2017. So, folks, if you're interested in this, and it does look interesting, you might want to go and look at this first, see if you want to put together a proposal. But it basically is asking for people to come up with educational content ideas and apply them toward virtual reality. Number two, this is another VR article, How Virtual Reality Could Change the Way Students Experience Education. This one is by Andrew M. Koch and Anthony Guest Scott for EdTech. It's a good overview piece on what VR might do for learners in terms of applying the VR technology strategy to learners experiencing content. Finally, and this is not VR related, most students can't tell the difference between sponsored content and real news, by Amar Tor for The Verge. Apologies if I'm mispronouncing any names. This is a brief summation of a report on a very large study conducted at Stanford University, large enough to so that members of the research community sit up and take note. And it does seem to indicate that students, when they're looking at online content, can't really tell what is skewed in favor of a very specific group because it's sponsored, and what is actual verifiable news, which is a tough call for any of us, but it certainly suggests that we need to focus on helping people understand how to differentiate between the two. Those are our three recommendations for this week, this episode, Tim.
Okay, on to predictions and looking into the crystal ball. What do we see in the crystal ball for the upcoming weeks?
Well, you know, in the crystal ball, I think it's most people will be able to sort of say it along with us. The very first thing we'll see is more about virtual reality and augmented reality. The other thing we'll see, again, probably predictably, is security issues in general. What we have not seen, and so we're taking it off the crystal ball prediction list, we have not seen a lot of recommendations for purchasing for the holidays, which we're a little surprised at, but be that as it may, what we expect to see in the upcoming weeks now are year-end roundups and New Year's predictions. So at this time of year, we will start to see more articles that tell us what we experienced during 2016 and what we're looking forward to in 2017. Those are our predictions.
Okay, well, that brings us to the conclusion of episode 76 of our podcast. We'd like to thank our followers and viewers of our Flipboard magazine and our podcast subscribers. You can listen to past episodes of our podcast at our website, which is trendsandissues.com. Our next episode airs on December 12th.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.